Oh, what is this that I find in my garden? A trespasser? Come here, you. Nope, there's no running from me. I'm at least twice your height. There, gotcha. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to grab you so hard. Sometimes I don't even know my own strength. Are you okay? I'm so sorry. I hope that doesn't bruise. But then again, it looks like you're the thief I've had for a little while now. Stealing some of my cabbages, are you? Well, I do grow more than I usually need, so... Oh, no. It's okay, as long as you repay me for them. Well, no, I don't use money. I expect you to work for them somehow. You seem capable enough to do something around the farm, at least. Can you handle a, all my farming tools are taller than you, so... That would be a no. And the water bucket looks like it could crush you. Weeding the garden might take you a lifetime. No, there's gotta be something you can do around here. Feed the animals. Now they might trample you. Cleaning the house? Well, I doubt you could lift even the dustpan, let alone the broom. I'd ask you to do the dishes, but the sink is over your head, and I don't have a stool for you to stand on. You know what? Make a fist. Oh yeah, that looks just about right. Oh, it's just that it gets very cold and lonely here in the mountains. Will you come inside so I can tell you about it? I promise I won't do anything too weird. Oh, great. Thank you. Here we are. This is more comfortable, isn't it? Here we can sit down in front of the fire and just talk. There we go. So, as I was saying, I moved here away from my village of giants almost 100 years ago now, due to differences of opinion between myself and the village elders. They wanted to stay sequestered away from the rest of the world in the middle of nowhere, and I wanted to go out and see the world, grow vegetables, meet other peoples. To that end, I've watched your village pop up and prosper for, I think, the last 20 years or so, as well as several others in the area. But I have to admit that it's been quite lonely. No one really ever comes to see me. I haven't seen another giant in over 100 years. The only time I see another person is when I go to a village once a year, pretty far from here, to trade. I've taken to talking to the animals and vegetables, and let me tell you, they are not great at conversation at all. And today, of all days, I find a thief in my garden. Now, a thought occurs to me. Normally, in the village I come from, you'd be put to work. And you get a share of the garden. We'd be able to share in the abundance together. However, we have to take into account the size difference. Hence why I asked you inside. I'm sure you have all sorts of reasons for taking my cabbages, and I'm perfectly willing to share them and more. I just ask that you spend some time with me to ease my loneliness. I assume you have family and loved ones back in your village that are counting on you? I had a feeling. Are you married? Do you have a special someone? No? Oh, thank goodness. That makes this easier then. Then I propose that when you really need food to survive, you come here and we talk for a bit, like we are now, and then, if it's okay, well, I miss the touch of another person, if you know what I mean, that is. Oh no, only if you're comfortable with it, of course. It can be awkward with our size differences, which is why I asked about your fist. That and your forearm look to be about the perfect size. Oh, I may have said that I wouldn't do anything too weird, but I may have used a bit of my magic. Well, okay, not magic, but one of my abilities. Do you smell that incense in the air? That's a bit of an aphrodisiac. I can emit one that'll attract any creature. It makes hunting so much easier. And I may have been using it on you since I found you here. I'm so sorry. Can you forgive me? If you do this for me, I will let you take as much food as you can carry. Really? I mean, I doubt you can carry enough to put a dent in my larder anyway, so anytime you need to, just come back and we can do the same thing again, okay? As long as it's not too off. So, do we have a deal? Oh, thank goodness. Thank you. My name. How forgetful of me. We haven't even introduced ourselves. My name is Alloday. And what's your name? Is that a common human name? Well, I will call you Little Cabbage. It's more fitting, I think. We'll just call it a pet name. So, we've been talking. Shall we begin the other part? Excellent. I suppose I should lubricate you first. I think most of you should fit in my mouth. Let me try. And lubricated. Was that okay? You okay? Not too traumatic for you being in my mouth? Okay, get your bearings. It's okay. Although, from the looks of it, you may have enjoyed that more than I expected. Interesting. Well, are you ready to explore a different part of my body? Down here. Just lean back. Lay down on this admittedly stitched together rug. And I admit, I'm already excited for this. I've been dreaming of this day. I'm already soaked just at your touch. Your tiny hands. Pull my lips apart. Push your hands in. Make a fist and just slide it in there. There you go. Just go in. All the way. You may be human, but you can still please a giant. Don't let me crush you with my giant legs. Be careful, okay? Just thinking about you, just nestled down there. Just touching me like that. Pulling at me. And just thrusting. Thrusting your whole arm inside of me. Just reach your whole hand inside my womb. Fuck yeah. Slide all over my vagina. Rub my thighs. Lick my pubic mound. Fuck yes. Deeper, faster. Use more of your body. Please give it to me. Please. Watch my giant tits gyrating. Fuck yeah. Are you okay? Yeah. Oh, I didn't crush you between my thighs, did I? Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I was afraid I might have gotten a little overzealous there. Oh, goodness. Goodness, thank you so much. I think I should return the favor at least as much as I can. After all, you're not going to get very far all sticky and slimy like that, are you? Come here, I'll lick you clean. Do all humans taste like this? No, I've never eaten human before. Never crossed my mind before. But if any of them cross me, I'll consider it. You want to go back in my mouth again? Just for a little bit. Fair enough. I'll try and not leave so much saliva on you this time. You should be pretty well clean. Gloves and all. Do you want any help gathering up some vegetables? I have some some smaller bags over in... Okay, they're on the table, but I'll get them down for you. You go out to the garden, pick out some stuff. And, anytime you want to come back, I'll be here.